Echo and Harper Audio present Hell, I Love Everybody. The Essential James Tate. Poems by James Tate. Edited by Dara Barwa Dixon, Emily Pettit, and Kate Lindrus. Read by James Tate and Michael Earl Craig. Forward. The ideal annual reading of James Tate's Hell, I Love Everybody begins with diehard fans volunteering wide-ranging accounts of their James Tate encounters. Readers recall where they were and what they felt hearing lines of the 52 poems in Hell, I Love Everybody. Most refer to the late poet as Jim. Only familiarity with the defamiliarizing feel of a Tate poem prepares a newcomer for one of these annual readings. Someone once read, I left my couch in Tatmagooch over the beat of A Tribe Called Quest's I left my wallet in El Segundo at an event. Someone else claims to have heard Bill Murray read The Blue Booby under Brooklyn Bridge in the rainy season. When the book event occurs in an abandoned zoo or bus depot, a policeman with a goat named the Prince of Peace usually makes a cameo. Some readers insist Tate appears disguised as the policeman or goat. When the book event happens near a river, some readers come dressed as toads. Marguerite Farnish Burridge and her husband Nelm Oswald Lancelot Burridge claim to have attended a library reading where, when Tate said, a book can move from room to room without anyone touching it, all the spines on the shelves and chairs shuddered. The two agree they also saw Muhammad Ali levitate in a Four Seasons hotel hallway. I tell the reader next to me that I found Tate all by myself in a Hartsville, South Carolina bookstore in 1991. I am a Finn, the reader replies, knowing. Four muscular readers grab the corners of the portable stage, carrying it from the riverbank to the barn, while the elderly woman on the stage recalls hearing Tate read Where Babies Come From at her sister's baby shower. Who is the baby? David Berman, I shout from the crowd. The woman looks to see who said this and makes an unreadable face. When Jim said, our parents almost always stood on the wrong shore, we heard waves crashing, though we were indoors, she says, nearly toppling from the stagehands. Stan, a grizzled community college creative writing professor, claims to have organized a minor junior faculty rebellion after Tate read How the Pope is Chosen. At some events, two readers stage a reading of The Rules, standing at opposite sides of the event space, shouting lines through bullhorns, while readers in the audience repeat them. The subtextual pang you find in a Jim Tate line, a deadpan panic, creeps into the echoes. Tate seemed always to be saying someone else is saying something in his poems. He was a ventriloquist and witness. Somewhere there is voiceover bootleg footage of Jim Tate saying, I'm just a hungry little Gnostic in need of a sandwich. The Tate poem makes the dark and unknown as illuminating as the enlightened and logical. In a poem, just as many things exist in the dark as they do in the light. When Tate said to a team of junior gymnasts, snowed in at a diner, my Felisberto is handsomer than your Murgatroyd, there was, according to Gemma, one of the gymnasts, an outbreak of laughter so contagious Mr. Tate could not finish his poem. Gemma, who is so moved by Tate's unfinished reading, she began the gym
Sample complete. Ready to continue?